Okay, Alan, it's back to the bad old days of long podcasts. Summarise in two words what this one's about.
Me.
And.
Europe.
And.
You too.
And.
Glasgow Buses.
And.
Dyson Blade.
And.
Deep Sea World.
And.
Teddy Kennedy.
And.
Bobby McGrahy.
And.
Gaza Tribute.
And.
Al-Qaeda.
And.
Nazis gone 70 years on.
And.
Southampton Cocktail Groupies.
And.
Mr. Bean Terrorist.
And.
Scotty's Old Mum.
Woo!
Saurus, for love of Glasgow, by the way. Are you still listening, you nugget?
Hello, and welcome once again to a little podcast they call For the Love of Glasgow. It's been a while, and I don't know why I said that twice. And if, you know, you don't remember who we are, my name's Scott, and the guy sitting next to me with his head in his hands is my good friend Alan. How you doing?
I'm back safe and sound.
You're back safe and sound.
Yep, pleased to be doing this again, because I've missed it.
Yep, you've cracked out the beer again.
As an homage to earlier shows I used to drink.
Maybe the earlier shows were much better than later shows.
That's what I used to drink. So I've got a wee King of Beers,
yep,
as a wee clue.
Otherwise known as
Budweiser,
yep.
I'm drinking that, it's my second bottle. So if you sense it's better with Budweiser, then
keep on drinking. Keep on the drinking, exactly. And I think we should thank our loyal listeners in the meantime for sticking with us, because it has been a while.
Yeah.
But we're back, we're refreshed from the break.
How are we doing in the polls and stuff?
The polls
and the charts and stuff. Yeah.
We're doing well in Poland, and we're doing quite well in the charts, actually.
Good.
Yep, up and mostly down, but you know,
I
see that as well. But yeah, we're, I think, apologies for the last show in the first instance.
It was terrible.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that was?
Because it was. Mm-hmm. And the talking. Too much talking from us.
So, as a change, what we're doing tonight?
I'm going to talk for Britain tonight. I will never have talked so much in my life.
Yeah, you have prepared.
As Winston Churchill once said, "Give me the tools, and I'll finish the job."
When did he say that?
To the Yanks.
Give
me the tools.
Why would he be wanting tools from the Yanks?
He wanted like weapons off the Yanks, so he could get right into the Nazis.
Uh-huh. We didn't build our own weapons, no.
We ran out.
Oh, we ran out. Yep.
We were shooting so many Nazis.
Yep.
We ran out. The Nazis kept on breeding. They came back for more. We ran out of guns.
Uh-huh.
We had to ask the Yanks for guns and bombs and stuff so we could finish the job.
Yep.
But thankfully, they came in and finished themselves.
Well, exactly.
Sorry, Grandma.
Another lesson in fact-based history from Alan.
Boring contention with my grandma. Not a fan of the Yanks. We are, though. We're very popular in America.
Why is she not a fan of the Yanks?
Because she thinks they should have come to the war earlier.
Really?
That's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, that's quite common amongst the older generation in the UK.
Yeah.
No offence to the US listeners, really.
No, exactly. We are different generation.
We are different generation.
We love the Yanks. We thank
we you. Prefer the Yanks.
We prefer the Yanks. We wish the Nazis beaten Britain and the Yanks beat the Nazis, and we were Yanks.
Well, we'd be Nazi Yanks then. If
that
the Nazis beaten Britain. Right. Aye. I see where you're going there. Right.
I want to be American.
You want to be American. Yep. Uh-huh. You could try an American accent for a while if you like.
I sure will.
Just anytime you want.
I'm going to do this whole episode in an American accent.
Starting from...
No.
No. but we're looking forward to being back in the seat and spouting pure, unadulterated comedy.
That's fair.
Because that's what it is. That's what this is. Pure, unadulterated comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why I say that.
Why did you say that?
Because in the break, we got an email
from
a Scott from Glasgow.
Oh, your name's Scott?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Glasgow.
All right.
And, you know, the email reads as follows. This podcast is pure, unadulterated comedy.
Oh, aye.
Yeah. If comedy was a man, For the Love of Glasgow would be that man's funny bone. It would be the first thing he thought of when he woke up, when he felt sad. If comedy was a man, that man would listen to this podcast. Look at a picture of Alan and Scott and think, you complete me. I've met my match. If comedy was a man, For the Love of Glasgow would be his religion, his new god, and he would preach about it whenever he travelled. Mm. If comedy was a... It kind of goes on like that for it's a couple beautiful. Of pages.
That's,
yeah,
that's uh-huh. beautiful words. And I say to that little fella, uh-huh. that little special needs fella, I yep. say thank you.
Why do you think he's special?
I say, if comedy's a man, this podcast would be Stephen Hawking. That's what I'm saying.
And what a man he is.
He is a like a friend of the show.
He created a lot.
Speaking of friends of the shows.
Yes.
Or friends of the show, even. We are presently podcasting and also watching one of our top 10 friends.
Another live commentary.
Uh-huh. Andy Murray uh-huh. is playing Marin Cilic at the US Open. I believe he's in the Arthur Ashe Court. It's the first set. He's presently 3-2 up.
He's just lobbed out the whole
court. He's just lobbed out
stadium.
The whole court. He's getting lynched by the Yanks.
Yeah, it's the blue t-shirt thing, isn't it?
They are not happy with McGrathy.
Nah, yeah.
So good luck, Andy. We'll be keeping you updated on his progress.
Yeah, what do you think listeners think of our live commentary that, you know, they listen to after the fact?
They don't like it.
We tried that once with Scotland
Argentina. We tried it once with the Argentina game. People didn't like it. People said to me, I don't like that live commentary.
Yep,
could you stop it, please?
Specifically,
and I said, well, we'll do it in the US Open when Murray's playing Cilic.
Yep,
and
here we are.
Please do.
So, you said you've been away and you're now back.
Well, I'll give you a clue to your bean, right?
Uh-huh.
Here, I'll do it in song, right?
In song.
Oh, pray can you see...
Is that America?
By the dawn's early
uh-huh.
light...
You're America.
Who so proudly they
yep.
did...
Is it New York?
And they were there forever.
Yep.
And the British wanted weapons uh-huh. to... That's right. I was in Europe.
In Europe, yes. You know... Obviously, that little song there gave it away.
Yeah, well, yep. Clear. I was in Europe.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you're doing? Were you doing a joke?
I was doing a joke.
Oh, right,
because
right, right.
People
right.
Were like, oh.
Oh, it's America. America. Then you say Europe.
Yeah. But I was in Europe. Europe. We will never lose it.
We will never get it.
4
really.
Weeks off.
Yep. Stout. So, anyway, you were in Europe.
Yeah.
And
got 8 pages in this
song. You know, you're looking at the script you've got here, you've written so much. You could have actually created something and written a book during our absence and done something positive and creative.
I have. It's called Alan in America. Open brackets in Europe.
Alan in America.
Shamon! Things I learned about Europe in my travels.
Go on then.
I was away for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
It was a voyage of discovery.
It's almost like a pilgrimage.
I enjoyed it.
Yep.
You can comment on these things whether you knew about them or not, because you're well travelled. You
I
know.
Well,
I'm
yes.
like, I was just going to Europe for one of the first times.
Okay, yep.
A lot of people there don't speak English.
Yes, that's true.
Would you agree, or true or false?
Well, I don't think they speak English as a first language.
What?
But they also speak English because they're more intelligent than
no,
us.
What really. Was the point of the war?
What was the point of the war?
Yeah.
Well, the war was to get rid of the Nazis, surely.
Oh.
Well, to be fair.
I thought so everyone would speak English.
Well, that was obviously that was the undercurrent.
Yeah.
That's what they really wanted to happen.
I might have misunderstood this.
No, no.
Point number two.
Point number two.
They all drive on the wrong side of the road. I am British, so I decided to continue driving on the right side of the road, i.e. the left side of the road. The Euros were raging.
Ah, so it was right rather than left.
Well, I was on the left, but they were on the right.
Yeah, but they were on the
and
right.
And they wouldn't let me pass.
But they were on the right.
So I only got as far as Europe. Yeah. I had to come back.
Yeah, to be fair, you normally drive on the left side of the road, backwards.
Yeah.
When you're in Scotland, but, you know, that's just your
I just wasn't used to it.
Yep, uh-huh.
Number three of my four facts about Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about this. They use funny money. It's called the Euro. It wasn't for me. I shoplifted. What do you think of that?
In protest against their currency.
Protest, because I was giving them money
uh-huh.
from Britain, where we're from,
uh-huh.
and they were like, oh, no.
Well, I think if you spoke to any lawyer, really, because the UK hasn't taken over the euro as a currency and
mm-hmm.
we still use the pound, I think that means that wherever you go, you are still allowed to use the pound or no money.
Well, see, I was saying this to the guys,
yeah.
and they were like, no.
Were you saying it in the usual way that Britons talk like when they're speaking to foreigners who don't speak English?
Yeah.
Shouting at them?
Uh-huh.
Yep, uh-huh.
And they said no.
They said no in a Scottish accent.
They said no, no like me. Number four, I don't know if you know this, it's quite warm over there
mm-hmm.
and not constantly grey and overcast like Glasgow.
Yes.
Is that global warming?
No. It's just weather. It's different in different places.
Right.
That's the idea.
Well, that, this Europe's a funny place. So I said when I was going to go on my travels, you suggested I write a sort of book.
Yes, yes I did.
Because you thought people deserve to know what I'm about.
Yeah, it's like a journal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And who did we say it was going to be like?
Bill Bryson.
Bill Bryson or...
Stephen Hawking.
Willie Fogg.
And Willie Fogg. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
The
that
famous Jack...
Jack...
Chirac.
Chirac. Yeah, Jack
so
Chirac.
So I started it Just tell me when you want me to stop, okay?
Okay.
This is it. This is it from... This is a tale of my journey. I woke up this morning at 7:30 a.m. I am so excited. I am going to Europe. That's right, Europe. Firstly, I am brushing my teeth. I am using Colgate.
You were writing this while you were doing that?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yep.
The paper is getting wet. I had a shower. I am getting ready. I wonder if they have showers in Europe. I cannot wait to find out. I am having tea and toast. This may well be my last hot meal for 2 weeks. I'm walking out my flat to go to the train station. Goodbye, flat. I'm off to Europe. That's right, Europe.
This is in the style of Jack Kerouac.
This is what...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What did this Kerouac guy do that I'm doing wrong?
He did exactly that. He just described what he saw. And that's,
did he go to Europe?
What he did. Yeah, he spent most of his time in Europe and he wrote a book about it. It was called My Time in Europe.
Did he mention anything like this?
Yes, in the footnotes.
Mm-hmm. He was more specific.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. That's it, that's what I did.
That was your time in Europe?
Yep.
Right, that wasn't really your time in Europe, it was your time just leaving the flat?
No, I don't want to go through, like, everything that happened in Europe, because we've only got... How long?
Just however long it takes, basically. We could be here for hours.
Well, you were supposed to come to Europe.
Yes, I was.
But
I had something better to do.
You had something better to do. Uh-huh. So I went to Europe with our pal Jim.
Yes.
That's right, Europe.
Cap.
That's my theme tune. I was with our pal Jim, the captain we call him.
The captain.
Because he's a captain. Now, I've told you most of these stories, right? So just work the computer and shut up.
Can I laugh occasionally?
Laugh now.
Right, okay. Because you did tell me when I was drunk, yeah, so I'm probably right. Not going to
remember. I've sort of just broken it down.
Uh-huh.
You're going to love this when you get to tomorrow. Day one, Brussels.
That's in Europe.
Yeah, I met Jim at Brussels. He was late. We were driving around Europe, so he parked the car at the Brussels South train station.
If you listen to this, Jim, Alan hates you.
I actually do hate you.
Yeah.
So we need to get a taxi to Brussels South train station from the main Brussels train station.
Okay, yep.
To pick up his car.
As you would.
So our friend Jim tried to negotiate a fair price for the taxi.
Okay, fair
now,
enough.
Now, I have told you this story, so I'm going to recreate it for the listeners. You can play the taxi driver.
Right, okay.
And I'll play Jim.
Yep, okay.
Okay. Hello, sir. How much for a taxi to Brussels South train station?
Can I do the accent?
Yes.
10 euros.
No, it wasn't like that. It was more. 10 euros.
10 euros, senor.
Brussels. I'll give you 6.
10 euros.
I'll give you 7.
10 euros.
Come on, I'll give you 8.
10 euros.
Let's meet in the middle. I'll give you 9.
10 euros.
It's a deal, sir. Thank you very much.
That is the art of
that
negotiation.
Is negotiation.
Uh-huh. He got to the price that he was willing to pay.
I think it's ideal.
Exactly, yeah.
So that is...
Do they not have some sort of system, particularly in Brussels, where the prices are fixed? So he couldn't have gone down under 10 euros?
We didn't know that. I'd watched The Apprentice a couple of years ago, and they went to Marrakesh.
Haggling.
Uh-huh. And that's, every time they bought a rug, the guy would start off with 10,000 Marrakeshes. And they'd be like, and they'd be like 10, and they'd be like 11, and so that's what Jim
and the difference was obviously that, you know, that was Marrakesh, and this was Brussels.
Brussels isn't that far
and
away.
They've got a system where they can't reduce the price. But you know, fair dues for Jim for trying.
But it was a bit humiliating.
It was a bit. I take it you were standing behind a lamppost.
I was. I was. I'll be honest, I was mortified.
You presumably were writing your journal at this time.
I was.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I just drew a line under that. Literally.
That's right.
Day 2. Uh-huh. Brussels. I'm still in Brussels on day 2.
That's 10 days in Europe and you spent 2 days in Brussels?
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to get petrol. Uh-huh. We're driving a car.
They have petroleum in Brussels?
They've got petroleum in Brussels. Uh-huh. We went to a petroleum station.
Yes.
We filled up the car. Mm-hmm. We were leaving the petroleum station. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We heard an almighty bang.
What happened?
I thought we had been al-kidad.
They do tend to go for Brussels petrol stations.
Two boys in a little hairdresser's car. That is who they go for, the al-kidas.
Uh-huh.
We hadn't been. Uh-huh. Jim had simply left the petrol nozzle in the car. Local people and tourists were taking pictures of us.
Jeez.
I felt like David Beckham.
Yeah, I don't think that's why they were taking the photos, to be fair. Yep. Did he not take 50 euros of your money as well?
It was a self-service petrol station, and we struggled to make it work.
Uh-huh.
So the computer machine would say, gave me €50, and we put a €50 in the bin. Like, ha.
Is it Stephen Hawking again? Yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
He's following you around.
And he's like choking in the 50 and shoving it in his mouth.
Why are you putting it in my mouth? What? I don't know
why.
He's trying out a new system.
Joe is out of control. You and Hawking.
Me and Hawking. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I move on to day three.
Day three. Keep going. Fire on.
Day three.
Yes.
Dijon.
Mustard.
Mustard.
Aye. Let's see if this cuts the mustard.
This is a short bit. Dijon is a total hole.
Apologies if you're listening in Dijon.
No pubs were open. We went to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal and 8 beers each.
They sold beer in McDonald's?
They did.
Outstanding.
We got booze in McDonald's. I asked for mustard with my burger. They'd never heard of it. Day four.
Uh-huh.
Barca. That's Barcelona.
Barcelona for those who don't know.
We got to our hostel. We had booked a twin room. Something had gone wrong. We were given the matrimonial suite. I explained to my best Spanish. We is not gay. I has a bird. They laughed us out of the place. What
did
you make of that?
Did Jim book the room?
Yeah.
So he claimed
a twin room.
It was a mistake.
Uh-huh.
There was a matrimonial suite.
But then I went into the room, right? There was petals in the bed and a picture above in a love heart of me and Jim.
Naked.
Together, naked.
Yep, uh-huh. When was that picture taken?
The night before. The night before. Dijon, after the McDonald's.
Got it through, yep. Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, we got our room changed and Barcelona was very hot.
What age are you?
24.
24 and you're sleeping in...
Hostels.
That's good. Isn't
it?
Yep.
Shameful.
Fantastic.
Day 7. Lyon. Oh, I'm batting through this.
Barcelona. You went to the Nou Camp, did you not?
Yes.
To see the footy ball.
It's not my thing, though.
It's not your thing?
All right. I went to see the football.
You went to see football.
Went to Barcelona to see the Nou Camp to see the football.
Yep.
Barcelona playing Manchester City. Barcelona lost 1-0.
You've not written this down, but you're still using
I've written this down review voice.
Review voice, yep.
No, it was good, mate. I went to Nou Camp. I'm obviously a fan of Glasgow, so we're used to watching big games in big arenas.
Proper football.
The Nou Camp was a good place.
Just like that.
Full of Spanish people shouting Barca and stuff.
Really? I don't see that. Who are they playing?
Played Manchester City from Manchester.
From Manchester.
The city of Manchester. Uh-huh. Have you been to the Camp Nou?
I have, and I did the tour and I held the European Cup.
Did you have to pay for that photo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, it was Tracy that took it as well.
You don't have to pay for it?
No.
Because they say, there's actually signs there saying, do not take photos at this bit.
Really?
Yes, because they want you to get an official
one. Maybe that's why I had to pay the guy €50.
Yeah.
It was
only €5.
I know, he was carrying a brush. It looked quite official though, you know. But but the real annoying thing was the day after we left, they were playing the Boca Juniors, so I missed actually seeing them play.
Well, that's good, because Boca Juniors...
Boca
Juniors are from Brazil.
They are, unlike Manchester.
And we're from Glasgow.
Yep.
And it just made me long for home again, so I could start going to the football games.
Yeah,
with the big guys.
Because it was just that standard of play.
Barcelona was nice, but it's just too hot.
Yeah.
If they turned it down 10 degrees. I
presume you had an air-conditioned room.
I was staying in a matrimonial suite in a hostel.
Oh, right, yeah. And the car, presumably, was air-conditioned as well.
Had two large African gentlemen fanning me in togas. That is not air-con.
Is this in the matrimonial suite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It got messy that night. That's all I'm saying. The lads,
you know, when you've had a few drinks, you know, guys in togas.
Oh, I did a bike tour of Barcelona.
I thought you were in a car.
Yeah, but when we got to Barcelona, we stayed for 3 days, I did a bike tour.
All right, fair dues.
Mm-hmm. Rode around Barcelona on a bike.
Was it a sort of tandem with Jim?
No, I had my own mountain bike.
Your own mountain bike?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Move on. Day 7!
Day 7!
I'm out of Barcelona, I'm in Lyon.
Lyon! As in the movie?
Yes.
With the little girl?
No, you're thinking of L-E-O-N. This is L-Y-O-N.
Yeah, Lyon.
Yeah, Lyon.
Yeah.
The Lyon. Mm-hmm. Right.
Anyway.
I went to a street cafe for my dinner. Okay. I sat outside. I was seated next to a dream. Every time someone in Lyon flushed their toilet, the aroma filled the cafe.
Mmm.
I ordered beef tartare. Have you ever heard of this beef tartare?
Beef tartare?
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine tartare has got something to do with either sauce or uncookedness.
Right. Well, I wasn't too sure what this was. They brought me out a plate of raw mince.
I just got it straight from the pack.
There you go. I could not eat it.
Uh-huh.
The waiter did not speak French. I am multilingual.
Wait, this was in... Oh, yeah, it's Leon. We're away from Barcelona. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I explained to him in my best French, using my best French accent.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, little man. In my country, we cook our meat. Make hot. How you say, George Foreman? I cannot eat this. Do you know how to do, say, chips and cheese?
Cheese.
They threw us out.
That's...
It was rancid, mate.
Yeah. I mean, it's an acquired dish, eating raw meat, of course, tartare, but...
Yeah.
You know, at least you tried. Well, no, you didn't try it.
I didn't try it.
So what did you go and have for dinner that day?
I don't know, some sausage thing with pepper sauce.
Sausage thing with pepper sauce?
But to be fair to the guy, he didn't understand what I was saying, but he eventually got it. I didn't like it, so yep. I started smashing his face into it. He took it away, uh-huh. He brought me back this sausage thing. I'd quite like that, because I had chips with it, and I like chips.
Uh-huh.
And then what
did he bring the cheese with the chips?
No, he didn't bring the cheese.
No,
because
right.
I was saying to him in my best French accent, because I was always in a nosy one for cheese. I was like, cheese! Signor,
cheese,
and he went fromage. I was like, no fromage, cheese.
He's posing for a photograph.
Yeah, he did not take to me. Finally, day 9, Paris, City of Love, cheapest pint, £8.20.
Oh,
enough
that
said.
£8.20 or
€8.20, which isn't far off £8.20, given the way Gordon Brown's running down our economy.
That's like £8 a pint.
That's £8 a pint.
It's a disgrace. I think you paid it.
When we go to McFabs, uh-huh. We complain at 3:30 for a pint of Tennent's.
Yeah, I know.
I love McFabs.
You love McFabs, don't you?
And that is Europe.
And now you're back and you're a new man.
I want to live in America.
Because you just went to Europe.
Because I went to Europe, yeah.
Do you think you've learned anything from this trip?
Yeah. If you're going to go travelling,
mm-hmm.
Don't go in a car to Europe.
Yeah.
Just stay at home.
they do say that the best thing to do is to train it round.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And quicker.
I didn't know that petrol was so expensive in Europe. I didn't realise there'd be all these toll roads.
Yep.
It was really expensive.
And spending 8 hours in
a very hot car in the way of Connie.
Yep.
With a guy, I know he listens to this, but I don't like him. But he is one of our top 10 friends.
One of the top 10. Yep, that's right. Well, that's good. Eurotrip.
It's Euro done, mate.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
And I'm glad you're back.
I'm back, mate.
Life was very dull without you.
What did you do in my absence?
Not very much. I went to a U2 gig, as I mentioned in the last occasion.
See the fire in the sky. See the moon and see it die. I think it's going to be okay.
What?
That's one of their big hits, mate.
That is one of their big hits.
They
sang that.
Did you take a banner? Did you take a Bruce Springsteen banner?
I took my Bruce Springsteen.
Did they play Born in the USA?
Born in the USA. No, but...
Bono!
First, you know, they did turn round, they saw me in the crowd, and once again they sang Philadelphia.
Oh,
the old Tom Hanks.
You must love
special.
That.
That's it.
You're up in the main north stand in the very back, and they still spot you and sing Philadelphia.
That's right. Is that Tom Hanks in the crowd?
Bruce the Banner.
But it was a very special night. It was a very busy night for Glasgow.
Yes.
Because the Glasgow Celtic magnificent or non-magnificent boys in the green and white.
Boo, yeah.
Were playing just not very far away from Hampden.
This is soccer to all our American fans.
Yes, exactly. Well, interpretation of that anyway. So it was a busy night, and we chose to go to the U2 gig, and that was fun.
What did you miss at the Celtic game? Because I missed it. I was in Europe.
I don't know whether I would have gone to the Celtic game, of course.
Because we are Glasgow fans.
Yeah, uh-huh. But if I had, I would have missed Celtic losing to Arsenal.
That's bad for Glasgow.
Bad for Glasgow, yep.
Boo, Arsenal. Boo. Or hurry,
yep. Uh-huh.
But mainly boo.
And I also went to see Faith No More.
Oh, you gotta have a thing. Kind of <Gordon. laughs> Well, I didn't quite like when we sang it last time.
Probably the highlight of the last episode, I think.
You and me singing an unrelated song.
Did you listen to all the podcasts when you were away in Europe? Like, put them on the car?
No, there was only one night I was suicidal, and I believe that night. But thankfully, I got sausages after a bit of tartare, and I decided not to kill myself.
Fantastic.
I said to Jim, I said, can we listen to the podcast? And he said, get out. So we listened to the Stone Roses on repeat for 10 days.
10 days, yep. Probably for the best, actually.
I love
the
Stone Roses.
Uh-huh.
I can't get no... I sing way too much.
You do sing But it's always appreciated, I'm sure, by our loyal fan.
No, to be fair, it's the best thing you hear in this podcast. No offence to our little band is going to...
I know, that's true.
Going to cut that, aren't you? You love the band.
Yeah, so it was very dull in Scotland without you, but you came back.
I came back, I still had a few days holiday left, so I thought I would go on the Glasgow bus tour.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, I don't know how to describe what this is.
I can imagine it's very easily described, but yeah.
It's basically a tour of Glasgow in a bus.
Mm.
I had been on tours in Barcelona, Lyon and Paris, so yes. I sort of wanted to see how Glasgow
was. It
looked.
Bus tours over there?
No, I went on a bike tour in Barcelona, I went on a bus tour in Lyon, and I went on a boat tour in Paris.
Wait a minute, the bike tour in Barcelona, is there somebody cycling along with you, telling you...
Yes.
Really?
It's a guide. It's like a guided tour. Like a group
so you've got to keep up with them?
Yeah, it's a group of 20 people.
What if you can't keep up?
You can.
Because you're not the fittest.
There's a bunch of fat yanks there. I was easily able to keep up with those goons. I enjoyed that, though.
Yep.
So effectively, I wanted to come back to Glasgow and see what Glasgow would look like through the eyes of a tourist.
Sure.
So in like the tour I'd been on in Lyon, you get like headphones, so you can sort of listen to a recorded commentary.
Yep.
The Glasgow one is a bit different, though, because they do give you the headphones, but they also give you a blindfold.
Optional to take on or not off.
I'll tell you, Scott.
Yep.
Myself and my fellow tourists were very grateful for this. So, I was quite curious to ask the bus driver like what he thought of Glasgow, what he thought of doing the tour, what was his feedback from the tourists as to what bits they enjoyed.
Sure.
Right, so I asked him, like, what is the most popular spot with the tourists? So, have you got any thoughts on what that might be?
You've got to think of your big attractions like Kelvin Grove Art Museum or... like, you know, the People's Palace, places like that.
Of course, No, he said no. Glasgow Airport. He said every tourist who speaks take me to Glasgow Airport. But did you know my flat, well, not my flat, but the building is on the tour, it's mentioned on the tour.
Ah, now, you are second floor.
We don't give game away to the stalkers.
You could be second floor.
Well, I'm second floor.
Oh, you are second floor, fact.
Yeah.
But in various tours that I've been on, like in Edinburgh and these kind of places where they go near high-rise buildings, the Belfast one I did, they were saying about the students who put themselves up in windows with
the lads.
Hardly any clothes.
The lads.
Is that the kind of thing you would do?
Well, no.
Now that you know that.
No, because they're quite complimentary about this building where I live. Do you know what they said?
What?
Basically, you come along Sucky Hall Street.
Yep.
You're going towards Charing Cross, and I live in that general vicinity. And what they say is, oh, these buildings here, back in the 1920s or whatever, these were inhabited by the wealthy people of Glasgow.
Yep.
And they say over the past 10, 15 years, they were gradually turned into office accommodation.
Oh, right, okay. Yep.
Over more recent years, i.e. the last 5 or 6 years, they've now been turned back into luxury apartments for the very wealthy.
The very wealthy.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Did you stand up at that point and say, I love you?
I'm in the tour.
I'm in the tour.
I'm in the tour. Come to my house. I'll show you.
And this is an example of a low-class Glaswegian who has stolen someone's money to buy a flat here.
I'm in the heedless bus. I love the heedless bus.
Yeah. What's the heedless bus?
It means a bus with no roof.
Roof. No head. Yep.
Heedless.
Got it.
Bus.
Got it. So where else did they take you in this Glasgow bus tour?
You go all over the place, mate.
In Glasgow?
Yeah, you go to the university. It's nice. I went to the University of Glasgow, so I'm pretty much owning this tour.
Yep.
They give you some interesting facts. I'll get you just throw out a few of what the sort of tour guide said.
Sure.
On the way back. Because I went on the way round the West End. I listened to the audio commentary on the headphones with the blindfold on. On the way back, when I was doing the East End, I listened to the tour guide. So basically, she was giving some facts which would have interested tourists.
Yeah.
Like, Glasgow is in Scotland.
Oh, yeah, well,
it's,
fact.
It's a city.
Fact.
People live here.
Yep, yep.
It's sometimes raining.
Do you think you could have done a better job?
Yes, I could have.
Yeah.
I could still have done better than I went to the People's Palace. And there was a wee tour guide there, like a wee typical Glasgow lady.
Glasgow lady.
And she was taking round this group of Americans, and she was like, loads of famous people have come from Glasgow. You'll probably have heard of Billy Connolly, the comedian.
Well, obviously, yep.
And she goes, you'll also have heard of Lulu. Shout. And then she goes, and you'll probably have heard of Carol Smiley. That is what Glasgow's offered the world.
Carol
Billy
Smiley.
Connolly, Lulu, and Carol Smiley.
She of Changing Rooms and Wheel of Fortune fame. She's known throughout the world.
So basically, mate, I longed for Leon after that tour.
Well, obviously, you would have been saying to the people on tour, just look up Top 10 Glasgow Guide.
I said that to them.
Yeah,
They weren't interested.
They weren't interested. No. We went on that site before we came here.
That was the
guys.
Uzbekistani.
They come to Glasgow quite a lot. There's a lot of the Uzbekistanis. Yep. And the music this week is from Norkey. This is Chasing Number One.
I also went to the Glasgow Science Centre.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this? I know you've been a few times, you've mentioned this show before.
Well, I liked it, to be fair. I took lots of photos. I interacted with all the interactive exhibits. We did the star thing, the big
planetarium. Oh, I did that as well.
It's a galaxy.
Milky Way, Uranus.
Yep.
We're not explicit.
Indeed. What did you think of it?
Well, I went to it one afternoon, right? Basically, it's full of rubbish experiments and screaming kids.
This is what it says in the official brochure.
It's absolutely rubbish. It's total mint. You go around, you bang a red button, nothing happens, you move on to the next one. Bang a red button, move on to the next one. Bang a red button,
just hitting
nothing happens.
The fire exit.
Water sprinkling from above. People are running in.
All you hear is just alarms going off.
Bells are ringing, kids are screaming. I mean, it's good for if you're like a kid, but
or interested in that sort of thing.
The only scientific thing that made me go wow, do you know what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the experiments in there.
Well, you've got these kinetic things, the electrics. You put your hand up to it, and electricity cup. Nope.
The Dyson blade hand dryer in the toilets.
No, that is good. Yeah, you just put your hand down, and then you push it back up. And it's dry.
Your hands are dry.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it. I did go to that planetarium thing,
mm-hmm.
as I said, you previously discussed it before.
Certainly.
Basically, just to sum it up, it's not worth the money. It's like £2.50, it wasn't for me.
Uh-huh.
You sit in the dark and see some lights, get a lava lamp,
or a light in your house.
10 out of
10. 10 out of 10.
Finally, on my last day off before I went to the Lake District, which I can't really bore talking about.
Yep.
I went to Deep Sea World in North Queensbury. Mm-hmm. You've been there.
Yes, I have.
It's basically one of those big aquarium things.
Uh-huh.
I thought it might be like Jaws 3, you know, when Jaws breaks through the glass and starts attacking the people inside.
Yeah.
It is a bit like Jaws 3, because Jaws 3 was also rubbish. My goldfish are bigger than these so-called sharks.
Uh-huh.
No one was Steve Irwind. I hated it. 0 out of 10.
0 out of 10. We're bringing back the reviews again.
What's that? A call from Visit Scotland asking me to be their latest ambassador.
I'm pretty sure Visit Scotland would have preferred you when you weren't doing things. Yeah. And your stories were about drinking.
I'm not here to cater to Visit Scotland.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I want people who listen to this podcast who aren't from these...
I want the truth!
Exactly. You want the truth, don't you?
I can't handle
you make cotton wool Glasgow on your little website that nobody ever Googles onto.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm not going to do that.
Sure.
Do you why?
Why?
Because I'm a free spirit.
You are, and you know what you can be?
I cannot be fettered.
You cannot be fettered. Exactly. So there's been a lot of news.
There's been loads of news, mate.
Since your departure. I don't know whether you were...
dated now.
You were back... But, well, to be fair, it's still this one in particular is still in the news. Wee Bob McGrahy.
Oh,
McGrahy. Now, I don't know if you missed any of this if you were away on holiday, but...
Yeah, he has actually been incarcerated for the Lockerbie bombing at long last after a lengthy trial. For one, I'm grateful. British justice has been served. Free Biggs!
Well, you're a number of years late with that one.
What?
What I was referring to was the fact that he's now out. And he's
now... Out where?
Out of British justice.
Scott. Hod the bus.
Uh-huh.
This character...
Yes.
Blew up a plane.
Allegedly, yes.
Well, no, he was convicted of it. He did it.
Yeah.
He also appealed and was convicted of it.
Yep.
He blew up a plane.
Uh-huh.
With people in it.
Yep.
He killed people in the plane.
Yep.
He killed people on the ground.
Yep.
He was sentenced at least 27 years.
Yes.
And that was not 27 years ago. Mm. So I ask you this one question.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Deep Sea World? That is not my question. My question is, do you agree with it?
It's a tough, thorny issue, isn't it?
I'll give you my thoughts on it.
Go on then.
I don't agree with it.
You don't agree with it? Why not?
I'll be serious for a moment. At the end of the day, you know, you do the crime, you do the time.
Mm-hmm.
This guy killed...
What if he didn't do the crime though?
Well, you could say that about every prisoner. At the end of the day, he got a trial, he also got an appeal. Mm-hmm. His case has been reviewed.
Yeah, it was appealing again, though.
Well, tough. Go through the appeal, then. He's convicted by a Scottish court. Uh-huh, he should have rotted in prison.
Okay, there you go.
So I think, what do you think? It lightens the mood a bit.
Well, the one thing that I thought was quite interesting about the whole thing was, I live in East Renfrewshire,
yes.
Which is a kind of a suburb-type thing of Glasgow.
Do you have a bus tour there?
No.
Not
in the leafy suburbs, mate.
Oh, okay.
But East Renfrewshire Council is involved. It's involved in the nitty gritty of Mr. Bob McGrahy.
Yep.
Basically, the idea was his wife had registered her address in Newton Mearns, mm-hmm. which is in the south side of Glasgow in East Renfrewshire.
Right.
And as a result of that, now I think it's every week or every 2 weeks or something like that. Bob McGrahy has got to speak to a councillor at East Renfrewshire Council to explain that he's not committed any crimes, he's still dying, he's not leaving the country, in Libya. And he's got to do this to some councillor who earns 20 grand a year.
Right. Where is he now, this McGrahy?
Libya.
So he's got to do this every 2 weeks?
Aye.
He's got to come back to Scotland every 2 weeks?
No. We've got like video link here. And it's...
Is his wife still in Scotland?
No.
Who's in Scotland then?
Nobody.
So why is he speaking to this council?
Exactly. And it's costing us taxpayers money.
We are not paid for this. Well, who is this councillor?
Councillor Bob Renfrewshire.
I want Bob Renfrewshire on this show in 2 months' time, if we ever do this again, to justify why he single-handedly authorised the release of McGrahy.
Well, to be fair, it wasn't him that released it. It was the
answer is Bob.
Answer is Bob Renfrewshire. If you're listening, if you're out there, Bob Renfrewshire.
Well, we're the voice of Scotland.
We are the voice of...
So we'll take a poll, see what the Scottish people are thinking. Do you think McGrahy, multiple killer, traitor to Libya, traitor to Scotland, Lockerbie Rooner should have been released.
Yes, no.
Yeah, I say no. 75-25.
Yep. And talking about the war.
Oh. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow I'm going to get myself a Nazi.
That Dame famous Vera Lynn. Dame Vera Lynn.
If I'd been on for another line with the right words, we'd have a church.
I said, you know, we're about to talk about the anniversary of the war, by the way, but I just...
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But it just suddenly occurred to me, I remember in February of this year or thereabouts, Dame Vera Lynn took a fight to the BNP, because the BNP included that very song in their album of nationalism, anti-immigration, which I thought was quite amusing.
BNP, yes or no?
What do you mean, yes or no?
Are you a fan?
No.
I'm not a fan either. Uh-huh. They are enemies of this show.
Enemies of this show.
Enemies of this country.
Yep.
But we don't abide by that.
Exactly.
We want them out. We want the BNP out.
We want the BNP out, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody else.
What is this war thing you're going on about?
The war thing? It's all about the 70th anniversary.
Really?
On the 1st...
It feels like yesterday.
...of September of Germany's invasion of Poland.
Oh, Germany, when will you learn?
And it sparked a war around the world, which claimed an estimated 78 million lives. None of your 200-odd lives in Iraq or Afghanistan, yada, yada.
Although, Scott, to be fair... There should be no lives lost.
No lives lost. But this was a man's war. This was 78 million lives, slaughter of 6 million Jews,
yeah.
Holocaust and all that, numerous other concentration camps.
I like how you really made it by saying the Holocaust and all that.
And all that.
It's like hanging about with Jenny Paxman. Can always allow you to bring a serious edge to this.
You know that wacky period? Yeah.
But there's not much we can say about it.
There's not much at all. It did spawn some great movies, though.
Some great movies.
Yeah. One of which being, of course, the Inglorious...
Bees, the Quintet.
Well, we are non-explicit,
We cannot say bad words in this show, because we've... Because the old war heroes...
Yep, they have. I'm interested in seeing in UK TV, whenever they promote this movie, Inglorious, mm-hmm. they always just say Inglorious.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Because B is a bad word in this country. The Americans may not understand this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of American fans, a lot of Nazi fans, so we're trying to deal with this subject properly. And all I would say is B is a bad word because it means an illegitimate child.
Yep,
and whilst we also have a lot of illegitimate children who are fans of this show, we're walking in eggshells.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
We're trying not to offend anyone.
We don't like tags. We don't
like tags. But what we will say is, the war, and we thank all the men and women of this country who died in that war.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Go on, thank them.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing this.
Well, if you put it like that...
That's always what they say about the war, isn't it? If it wasn't for the sacrifice that they made, we wouldn't be making toast.
Well, my grandma always says stuff like that. Yeah. She goes, because of what all those brave men and women did. Yeah. You know, that's why you're able to do what you do.
She is insane, though.
Well, she also says you can sleep when you're dead. I don't think you can.
I don't get that. What do you mean you can sleep when you're dead?
You know, if you're ever like sleeping late and your grandma will say, oh, you can sleep when you're dead. And you can't, because you're just dead when you're dead.
Oh, as in, you know, you'll have plenty of time to
just lie and do nothing.
Lie and do nothing when you're dead, because you're dead.
But.
Yeah.
But the war.
The thing, though, with your grand, though, she probably would have said that quite threateningly.
Oh, yeah.
You can sleep. You can sleep when you're dead.
Where'd you have a shay, Gran? But my grandma was involved in the war. Mm-hmm. She helped with the putting out the fires and stuff.
Yep.
And we salute everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My dad was born during the war. Obviously, my mum was as well, I think.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm not entirely sure of that, Mum, if you're listening. Well, it's our birthday tomorrow, actually, 9th of September, but I can't quite remember what year. But never mind, let's move on.
Okay.
But, my dad was born under a table in a gable land or whatever. But,
when were you, what year were you born in?
I was born in 1977. I was the...
So your mum was probably born in 1964.
Yes, illegitimately as always, yeah. Uh-huh.
Inglorious.
did you know I was in the papers when I was born?
Oh, really? They have ugly baby competitions in those days. why were you the first baby born in something?
Yeah, it was the Jubilee, Golden Jubilee and all that. But never mind. First born in Scotland. But never mind. Let's move on. Yeah, anything more to say about the war?
I don't think so. On a serious note, you know, I think it's only at times like these when you see all the stories that you realise, you know, just how difficult it must have been, you know, being in Glasgow during the war.
Yeah.
Things haven't improved much. So, I'm out.
You're out.
But talking about wars.
Yes.
Not the Gaza.
Yay.
We're still fighting a war every day. And that is a war on terror.
Yes.
Don't look at the time, it's got to be loads of you. On this show, we are anti-terror. Mm-hmm. Our motto is, make love, not terror.
Make love, not terror, that famous motto, yep.
Three men have been convicted of attempting to blow up planes
over
the Atlantic.
I saw that in the news, yes.
I'll name these three inglorious. One is called Abdullah Ahmed Ali.
Ahmed.
One is called Asad Ali Sarwar. One is called Tanvir Hussein. They were both planning to take bottles of Lucozade onto planes and blow them up.
Okay, yep.
I am never drinking Lucozade again. One of the men, I read the message today on my way to work, and one of the men, Asad Ali Sarwar, I'll read out exactly how the Metro described this criminal mastermind.
Okay.
Asad Ali Sarwar was a bumbling fool who landed the crucial role of bomb plot chemist, labelled Mr. Bean, a plonker, and one of life's losers by his barrister. The university dropout was a key member of the conspiracy. Using his parents' home as a base, he gathered the components for the liquid bottle bombs. But although detectives insisted he was an ambitious terrorist, his methods were not always top grade. In one incident, experts found how he researched how to dig a hole on Google before heading out to hide his hydrogen peroxide stash in the garden. He was unable to find it again.
That's total fact.
This is Al-Qaeda. Destroy Al-Qaeda.
This is the war against terror.
Yep. This. And the head case, the headline is, Plonker Who Lost Explosive Stash. Asad Ali Sarwar, we salute you.
We salute you, Dietrich. When they were creating this Lucozade bomb, was he just thinking of shaking it?
He was
opening
it.
Watch out!
Because that would be rubbish if you're on that plane, because it's really sticky Lucozade.
Yeah, exactly.
And it would get on your coat.
It's a sticky bomb.
Literally a sticky bomb. But how to dig a hole in Google.
Fantastic.
Criminal mastermind.
Indeed.
And I'll repeat that name, Asad Ali Sarwar, who's now going to do life in jail.
And it's as a result of these criminal masterminds that we now have to forego our liquids and on various flights, which is really annoying sometimes.
No, it doesn't matter to me, because you can just get breaking news.
Update.
Andy Murray has lost the first set to Marin Cilic. He lost the first set 7-5. I repeat, Andy Murray, friend of the show, or will be possibly, unless he loses this, in which case we will unbefriend him, is losing the first set.
Yep, So anyway,
speaking of celebrities.
Yes.
It's a part of the show I like to call Dead Celebrities.
I thought we were putting this to bed.
What?
The Dead Celebrity section?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I'll do the theme tune. They used to be alive, but now they're dead. They used to be alive, but now they're dead. They're the dead celebrities, or just dead old people, if no celebrities die in a certain wee bit. A great man died, Scott.
What great man was that?
Senator Edward Kennedy.
Oh, yes,
Hailed by many as a great man.
Last of a dynasty.
Last of a dynasty. The old senator dynasty.
Unlike Dallas.
Dallas, which was one of my favourite programmes. He was a great man. Obama said he was brilliant.
Who? Obama said Obama was brilliant, or?
Barack Obama said this guy, Edward Kennedy, was brilliant.
Yep.
I thought, what way can I pay a tribute? I've written a poem.
Oh, God.
I didn't know too much about this guy, so I love this poem a bit. I'll just
tear through it.
Some knew you as Edward. Some knew you as Ted. It doesn't really matter, because now you're dead. You had a good innings, got to 77. and if you'd known how to drive, you might be in heaven. Jesus. You had a famous brother, he was known as JFK, but just like him, you've now had your day. JFK was mental, he had Marilyn Monroe, but just like John and Marilyn, you've now had to go. You had many famous friends, including Barack Obama, but maybe I'd have heard more about you if you'd managed to kill Osama. I still miss you, Norma Jean. Rest in peace.
That's a fitting tribute to such a great man.
I always like to pay tribute to dead celebrities with
yes,
a poem.
Yes, you do.
What do you make of the poems?
The poems are a great idea.
Yeah.
I think they encapsulate everything that everyone wants to say about these dead celebrities.
It's catching on.
Really?
The last show, Bobby Robson had died. I didn't do a poem to him. I had to decide who to do a poem about.
That's
and
right.
I chose Patch Adams.
You did.
Thankfully, Gaza was listening. Paul
uh-huh.
Gaza Gascoigne.
Uh-huh.
And he penned his own poem.
Do you want to tell the non-UK listeners who Paul Gascoigne is?
Paul Gascoigne is a famous British footballer.
Uh-huh.
And Bobby Robson, who died recently, was his manager at England.
Okay.
And possibly somewhere else, but I'm not sure.
Yep.
And so Gaza, or that is his nickname, penned a poem to Sir Bobby Robson. And
okay.
I just have to read this out because it touched me.
It has touched you, yes.
The title of it is To Sir Bobby from Daft as a Brush, which is what Bobby Robson called Paul Gascoigne.
Okay.
When I was 12, I met a man called Bobby. It was in Ipswich, in a lobby. At first, when I'd seen him, he just smiled with such a glee. I knew he was the man for me. He was a great man, even better than Peter Pan. He looked after me for so many years. He was like a tree with the fruit of the pears. I know he's above, and I'll always be his son, like the feathers of a dove. He has now passed away, but every night I say a little prayer. For the great man Sir Bobby, he will be missed. I've kept okay and hope not to get pissed. We're not explicit. I will never forget you for as long as I live. You gave me my chance. I started to bounce. There are no rules for loving and sharing, but hearts beat faster when someone is caring. Love, Gaza. Gaza, you have encapsulated the spirit of dead celebrities
yep.
in that poem. And we salute you.
Can I just have a quick look at these, the things that he used to rhyme with there?
He's not. See, I'll be doing that. In my poem, Ted, Dead, Seven, Heaven, K, Day, Monroe,
well,
Go, Obama,
yeah,
Osama.
He started well. Like, Bobby and Lobby.
That goes. Classic McDonald's.
Glee and Me.
Rhymes.
He was a great man, even better than Peter Pan.
Peter Pan was. Oh, he was a boy who never grew up.
Yep, uh-huh.
Not strictly true, then.
Don't understand why he was a great man, then. But, he looked after me for so many years. He was like a tree with the fruit of with a fruit of the pears.
See what he's trying to do there.
Pears and pears.
They look alike.
To be fair, it is EARS.
But they sound different.
They sound different. Yeah. Uh-huh. And obviously, I know he's above, and he adds, and I'll always be his son, like the feathers of a dove.
Because that rhymes with above, yeah. But it's a too long a second line.
Yep. Uh-huh. He has now passed away, but every night I say a little pray.
We see. He probably may say prayer, but uh-huh. It doesn't fit in, so he went with pray.
Well, what, he could have put something like, but every night I sit and pray.
That'd be good.
You know, that would have worked.
You yep, should get into dead celebrity poems.
Missed, and obviously that...
bad word, we're not explicit.
Yep. Live, chance and bounce, obviously,
chance
they
and
rhyme.
Bounce
and
rhyme.
Sharing and caring, fantastic.
Sharing it. So Gaza.
Fitting tributes, well done to Gaza.
I've actually carried this with my ward for 3 weeks now, it's going back in
just
my
just to
wallet.
Put that out there. So, I think seeing as though we're pretty closing in now on 54 minutes or thereabouts,
uh-huh.
I think we should turn now to the emails.
I love the emails.
Do you love
do the theme tune for the emails?
No.
Emails, go.
Go. if you want to email, it's as usual, fortheloveofglasgowpodcast@googlemail.com. I'm not going to do any of the little Pedros today.
Oh, I hate that rubbish.
Yeah, exactly. So, first one, Tracy Harkin from Adelaide.
All right, love. Adelaide.
Adelaide.
All right, put a few teenies in the bobby.
All right, lads. I used to live in Paisley, and it's brilliant to hear some sterling laughter material coming out from my old haunt.
First things first.
Yep.
I'm not from Paisley. I'm from Glasgow. And I'm on the Glasgow tour, not the Paisley tour.
Well, my old haunt, it could be she used to haunt Glasgow as well.
She a ghost?
She may be.
What's this Chancer thing?
So when is Frankie Boyle's second podcast coming out? That was quite funny.
Who?
Frankie Boyle.
He's dead funny.
He is dead funny. And alluding back to what we've been talking about, the fact that Frankie Boyle has only done one podcast, but he's still doing better than
us. He's got 1,200 views.
Yep.
He's still 4.5 stars.
Fantastic.
He's a 5-star podcast.
Only kidding. Love listening to your show out here. Alan, don't give up on the dead celebrities. There you go.
Didn't do it.
If it wasn't for you, I would never have such a deep understanding of dead Z-listers and the lives they led before their untimely demise.
Well, 77. Go to heaven.
77, go to heaven, exactly.
That was a nice email.
Exactly. Rosie Ward, little Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. Biggest fan of sorts.
Yep, uh-huh.
She... Before we realised we were fans of another.
Absolutely loved the episode. You guys never disappoint. Thank you so much for mentioning me and naming the episode after me. It was reassuring to know that you like me better than Rose West.
No, we didn't say we liked you better than Rose West. It was a competition based on contribution to society.
Yep,
We didn't even like you more. Get your facts right.
I do indeed like poetry, and your poem was epic. So that was from Rosie.
Thanks, Rosie. Keep on listening.
Send us a photo, Rosie, if you've got the mug that we sent you.
Aye, and the lingerie.
No. Cheese Boys.
Oh, aye.
From Glasgow.
Oh, this will be rubbish.
Said, who did Celtic get in the Champions League draw?
What does that mean?
Well, I'm assuming he has taken it as read that we are Celtic fans of Glasgow Celtic.
We are non-committal.
Well, as we've always said, we are fans of football.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be Glasgow Celtic, and it could be Glasgow Rangers.
But?
Probably Glasgow Celtic, obviously. But, you know, he's taken...
Well, I say to Cheese Boys, I say this. It doesn't matter who we've got in the Champions League or not got. All I'll say is, the beginning of October beckons.
What does that mean?
That's when Glasgow comes together in a feast of football.
Is that the 3rd of October?
Yes.
Yep. Good stuff.
We'll be there.
Cannot wait. And Lisa's from Southampton says...
Oh, love.
God, you two are lazy, lol. I need
what?
My...
What? I don't understand gibberish. What does that mean? You two are lazy, lots of love, what?
No. I believe that's...
It's like a comp...
Again,
like
I think we discussed this in episode 2 or something like that. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud.
Yeah, but you always take it as...
Loss of love.
Yeah, But I think she's alluding to the fact that we haven't done a podcast for quite a while once again.
I was in Europe, love.
Yeah, exactly.
Finding myself.
But God, you two are lazy. Lol. I need my Ouija fix, that's Glaswegian, fix every 2 weeks straight or there's hell to pay. Mr. An apostrophe there, Lisa, between the E and the S and theirs, but nevertheless.
I think that's the least of problems.
Last night when my pals were round cocktailing it up.
Oh, aye. Is that the quote these days?
We spent about an hour trying to come up with a poem Al could read on the show. That's you. Mm-hmm. We failed and ended up saying dirty, cheeky things about you instead.
Oh, aye. What? Like what?
No, she doesn't say it. It's just dirty, cheeky things. Exclamation mark.
Well, send in those dirty, cheeky things to my own personal email address, not yours.
Preferably by photo. Yep.
That's quite interesting.
I know, it's quite
having
interesting.
Having a Love of Glasgow podcast party.
Well, I don't think, to be fair, that's what they were having, but nevertheless.
Rock and roll.
But, you know, so keep the emails coming in, but also apologies to our previous, like I mentioned, to iTunes reviewers outside the UK. Because we
back in a second.
Found out recently that you can actually read the reviews from other countries in iTunes.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? So big up to Mystexterity, who says that this podcast is infinitely entertaining. I just love listening to these folks goof off. Hooray for Glasgow.
Who is that?
Mystexterity.
Do you like my box of wine here?
I do like your box of wine there. That's classic.
You get 4 bottles in a box of wine.
Fantastic. And Nietzsche fan.
Where was that woman from?
The US, I was looking at the US iTunes.
Love US.
Nietzsche fan, who loves it, and also Nicole Rocks, who thinks we are the funniest men in Glasgow.
That's not a compliment. That's like saying we're the best looking in the Burns Ward. I've stolen that joke off someone, I don't know who, I apologise.
Yeah, exactly, but we do.
Mm-hmm. They're good compliments, we're doing well then.
Excuse me.
This is a long show.
It is a long show, so what's coming up?
Well, first things first. huge football game for Scotland tomorrow night.
Yes.
They are playing Holland. Mm-hmm. They must win it.
We'll be coming into the game.
And then we're going to score a goal and it'll be good. And let's hope we maybe win sometime.
Scotland!
Holland!
Scotland!
Scotland!
Woo!
That was just a famous football anthem there.
Yep.
Well, we're playing Holland tomorrow night.
Yes.
We beat Macedonia the weekend 2-0. And we've got to beat Holland to qualify. Mm-hmm. First things first, we hope that none of the players get injured, mm-hmm. particularly Scott Brown,
yep.
Steve McManus, Gary Caldwell,
yeah.
Sean Maloney. Uh-huh. We hope that, and other players.
Other players as well, yep.
Mainly uh-huh. those people, they've got important stuff through this season. But Scotland can win this game.
Yep.
They have to win
the
it.
The third best team in the world. Yeah. Yep.
The whole country is behind Scotland. They have to win to have any hope of going to the World Cup.
Sure.
Prediction.
Prediction. Holland will win.
By how many?
3.
I go by 8.
They'll be coming.
They'll be coming. Good luck, Scotland.
Good luck, Scotland.
We're behind you.
And
take it easy, Bruni.
So we've got that tomorrow night. Whilst you lovely lads and lassies are listening to this podcast, I'm sure.
Yep.
And we've also got a 21st birthday party coming up on Friday. Obviously, because Alan's still 24,
yeah,
we're still invited to all his mates' parties. And obviously, one of his mates is turning 21st, so that should be good.
That should be good, like 21st, because you know what that means?
What?
Those are 21-year-old hotties.
Well, that's correct.
So that'll be good.
Stay away from them, please. And it's also my, as I said earlier, my mum's birthday. She now hates me. Last time I gave her a present for doing my garden, I gave her a jacket.
You're such a chivalrous young man. I gave my mum a present for doing my garden.
Well, you know, she...
Scott's got 8 acres of land, and he gave her a scissors.
No, to be fair, I gave her a Jackson Pollock jigsaw.
I don't even know who that is.
And an artist.
All right.
You know, the guy that sprays paint all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And it took her 4 weeks to do. So I hope she likes the four-piece Winnie the Pooh one I got her for her birthday.
Did
so
you try it yourself first?
Yes.
How long did it take you?
I've still not completed it.
I've got one more piece to go. Well, happy birthday, Mrs. Doherty. Does she listen to this show?
No, she does not. But
happy birthday, Mr. Doherty. Pass it on.
Pass it on, as always. So that should be that. Anything exciting other than that for you?
Nah, back to football on Saturday. Nothing.
Nothing.
Sorry. Well,
You like to leave people in such excitement.
I'll have nothing next time, by the way.
Absolutely nothing next time.
No Europe.
Why?
No social life.
Why?
Due to recent events.
Recent?
Nothing.
Nothing events? No. Are you want to leave that as a...
We'll discuss in the next show.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening to a very long episode. You know, that just proves that when we actually have something funny to say... We'll see you next time.
We could just cut it into two and then they'll have to do this again for like a few months.
That would be excellent, wouldn't it?
So we'll just cut out that bit. We'll say that. Alright, well, I'm done.
Okay, well, thanks again for listening and emails for loveofglasgowpodcast@googlemail.com and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, take care.
Alright, Nano. We saw this for the love of Glasgow, by the way. Are you still listening, you nugget?